What's the, I tell my wife all the time, there's nothing wrong with that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I gotta tell you, it's been a while since we've done this, but we're going to interview a superstar here in the residential real estate sales business. And most importantly, for all of you that are listening, this one is special. Because if there's one thing that everybody wants is to do more. Whatever it is that you're doing as a human being, you want to do more, you want to get better. If it's fitness, you want to lose weight. If it's business, you want to sell more or achieve more. Or some of you guys, let's just get straight to the point, you want to earn more. And this is an absolute transformational story. This is an individual that entrusted me and allowed me to guide him. And when he started working with me, was earning $50,000 a year and is now hovering in the $350,000 a year. And we're talking, this is within 24, 36 months. Say hello to my good friend, Mr. Robert Watkins. Robert, say hello, please.
Hey, everybody.
So, Robert.
Yes.
How you feeling? You doing?
Feeling great.
You've been a fan of the show for a while, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And so this is something you've wanted to accomplish, right?
It was actually a goal of mine, like being on the wall.
I love it. I love it. And so let's start with this, because what I want all of you that are watching to understand, first and foremost, I want you to understand that transformation is possible. Right. Growth is possible. Look, I get it. I get that we're seeing all of these things happen on social media. Right. I understand that we see all these people telling us that we can do more, so forth and so on. What you're going to learn from this show are the nuts and bolts of how to actually improve your life. So don't go anywhere. This is going to be a powerful show. We're going to talk psychology. We're going to talk strategy. We're going to talk skill set. We're going to talk vision. We're going to talk all of the basic components of actually improving your life and your business, because this, if anything, is what my friend Robert Watkins did. So Robert, tell them a little bit about yourself just to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. So Robert Watkins, I've been in the business 13, 14 years.
So that's a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. When I got to Intero, business was 7-8 deals a year. I think max, maybe 11.
You're lying.
The year we started working together
in our program, how many deals were you closing?
One.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So first off, how does it get to that point, Robert? How do you go 13, 14 years, which by the way, people, if you're doing anything for 13 years, you should be going up.
Right.
You shouldn't be staying stagnant, and you shouldn't be going backwards.
Absolutely.
Every single year, as a minimum standard, you should be increasing by at least 20%.
Yeah.
You somehow figured out a way, which you're a genius for doing this, you figured out a way to go backwards. Like, you figured out a way to go, like, really, really backwards.
Right.
And, you know, I'm messing with you. I love you, and I want the best for you. But I want people to understand the psychology behind what was going on that year where you worked an entire year and you did one. Talk to them.
Yeah. Well, it was a tough year. I think 2012 was when I first had a chance of meeting you.
Okay.
2012 was the first encounter. And a lot of what was going on is I was in, just to be as transparent as possible, a
challenging
marriage. We'll say that.
Say it again?
A challenging marriage.
Okay, a challenging marriage.
Yeah.
Which, listen, this is a real topic.
Yeah.
Real topic that a lot of people go through.
Yeah, so, absolutely. It's real life. It's real life. Nothing discouraging about the person. It's just, we were young and just not a good fit for each other. And, but learning that and understanding that, especially with, you know, a child in the mix, it was incredibly difficult as we came to the realization that this wasn't going to work. And it was torture on my mindset. I mean, my confidence was shaken. I mean, everything. My belief in myself, because I was always a person that if I put my mind to something, I was going to get it no matter what.
Right.
Everyone that knows me personally knows that's just how I've always been. And so for the marriage not to work, it hit my core.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, so my mindset went to hell.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah.
So when I had the chance of meeting you,
I
saw everything that I wanted to aspire to in the business,
in. And you knew I could help.
Yeah, I was clear on that.
But you avoided it.
Yes.
So this is important for them to understand, because when your mindset is in a place where his mindset was, listen to me, you've heard me say this before. Your outer world is a direct reflection of what's going on in your inner world.
Absolutely.
So if in your inner world there's strife, if you're in your inner world there's worry, there's doubt, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's hopelessness, there's shame, right? Because all of these things are what happened.
They're eating away at you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even though I was here to help, you weren't ready to take that hand, right?
No, yeah. Like, what's funny is, you know, the dichotomy of you know, what we want. Like, there can be conflicting interests. I wanted it, but I didn't want it enough, because I was afraid of stepping up in that way and making that commitment, because I just failed at a commitment that was so important. So it was.
It's so funny. I'm on the book tour right now.
Yeah.
And everybody that I'm talking to, I'm saying, you will succeed when what you want is more important than what you feel when you're trying to get what you want.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, we all want to do better and we all want to grow in our businesses.
Right.
And yet sometimes we're a little afraid to pick up that phone, or we're a little afraid to go out and knock on that door, or we're a little afraid to close, or we're a little afraid to handle objections.
Yeah.
You will succeed at the level you deserve to succeed when success becomes more important than what you feel in those moments. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, great. All right.
Absolutely, 100%.
So we met.
Yeah, so we met, I think, for the second time this go around.
I think that was like four times. It was like four go arounds.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. But that, I remember distinctly that last time, because this was, you know, some years had passed, and you know, by God's good fortune, I, you know, was in a different place mentally. I'd met an incredible young woman, and honestly, she was a lot of the encouragement for, you know, me meeting with you that last time, because she saw what was going on.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know that's what you want.
Right.
And I was like, I know that's what I want. And she was like, go, just go.
Just go, yeah.
And with her blessing, I was like,
let's do it. So then we started working together.
Yes.
Right? And we started working together. I started coaching you. Yeah. I helped you create a much better environment.
Absolutely.
And when we started working together, we first started working on the mind. We started working on the soul. We started working on you believing a little bit more, because, listen, man, and I tell you this as a friend, and there's a better side to the story, obviously.
Yeah.
But back then, man, you were wounded.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you were hurting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so little by little, when a human being is going through all that stuff, because I went through it when the market crashed, I went through it when I lost everything, you know, you got to build the person back up.
Yes.
Right. What was that process like for you?
Oh, man. Some parts painful.
Yeah.
But that's why your story and your leadership resonated so much, because I understood you went through, you know, similar things. And it was incredible, man. I mean, in your leadership and in your guidance, taking first a hard look at myself and where I was, like being brutally honest with where I was. I remember a conversation we had. Because I still had a part-time job at the time.
Yeah.
While I was, transitioning back in.
Right.
And, you know, long story short, you said, you know, do you really want this, you know, more or less? Then you need to go quit your job.
Yeah. I probably threw in a bad word
You threw in a bad word.
Yeah, okay,
and my mind was like, no, you know, whatever. But that's not what I was here for. I put my ego aside and said, regardless of how I feel about what you're saying, let's pull from it. Is this going to help me get closer to what I want?
Okay, I want you to stop right there, because that's something that a lot of people have a hard time with.
I know.
I'm kind of going through an incident right now where I know someone that needed to hear something.
Okay.
And I had been biting my tongue, and as a leader and as a friend, I don't think I should have done that.
Right.
So I finally told them, and they didn't take it that well. And that's because the ego gets in the way. You know, the ego truly, truly, truly doesn't want to feel like it's wrong.
Right.
Right. Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No one wants to.
No one wants to, right? And so you had the blessing, and where you had in your mind, you said, what's more important to me than feeling wrong or, you know, being shown or right. being taught is winning.
Absolutely.
Where did that come from?
My mother and father.
Really?
My mother and father, they instilled in me from a very young age that I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to. Mm. So at a young age, I said, I want to be on Forbes.
Wow.
Like that, you know, that was my mindset, very young age. So, you know, fast forward back to, you know, that whole, you know, time, when I got a chance to have that conversation with you, it was my opportunity to say, do I really want this, or am I going to let tough words keep me from what the real pursuit is?
From growth.
I said, hell no.
Right.
And I went after it. I quit the job. It was out of there. And it was crazy because as soon as I made that decision, I went out and took like 5 listings.
Awesome.
In, you know, I don't know, a month or what have you.
Right. Which builds up the confidence. Which builds up momentum.
Which is all of this is really about.
Absolutely.
It's belief in yourself.
You know, Robert, I'm going to say something. The greatest work I do is helping to repair some of the limiting beliefs that we as human beings have learned since we were little babies.
Yeah.
Since we were kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to touch on a subject that I don't ever like to do, that I don't ever want to do, but I feel this is good, man. And I feel this is good because I feel we have a responsibility for this.
Right.
You know, I never use this word, but I'm going to use it. Obviously, we're both quote unquote minorities, right? I don't ever call myself that. I don't know, but you know, whatever. And here you are. You're an individual who was stuck at an income level that most people are stuck at in this country. You know, $50,000-$60,000 a year.
Right.
I believe they're stuck there because they think that that's all there is.
Right.
That they think that that's what's possible. They think that that's what's meant for them.
Right.
And here you are. How much will you earn this year?
$350,000.
Yeah. And how long ago were you in depression, in fear, in worry? How many years ago was that?
You know, it seems like so long ago, but it was 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so you've made this transition. Talk to me for a second about our communities.
Yeah.
And your thoughts about what you have learned since working with me.
Yeah.
And how much that has impacted maybe some of the limiting beliefs that you have had in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love about what you do and even the opportunity that we have, even like today, is to inspire those from our communities so that they really understand that, you know, whatever paradigm shifts or paradigms you have about the world, you can absolutely take control of your psychology and break that.
Absolutely.
Stuff. You know, you can take a hold of your life and control the outcome if you make the choice to.
Right.
It's all about the choice.
Right.
And who you're being and who you want to be.
Right.
How
important is who you surround yourself with?
So, perfect segue, actually. One of the things that you did that I thought was incredible was forming like the accountability groups. You made sure to put us in a situation where you couldn't lose.
Right.
And there were tough consequences if you did.
If you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Right.
Because most of us don't honor our word. It just is what it is.
Okay, hold on. Say that again.
Most of us do not honor our word to ourselves or to other people.
So stop. I'm gonna teach you guys here something for real fast. You see, you're not earning more because you're not being more. I'm going to say that again. You're not earning more because you're not being more. And what that means is there's little things that you do in your life that you don't realize are poisoning your outcome.
Yeah.
They're poisoning your ability to grow. So for example, number one, what he said, if you catch this, was I had an open heart and soul and I was willing to be coached. Yeah. I was willing to be led. He found someone, doesn't have to be me, it can be anybody, found someone that was able to help him that had achieved some of the results that you wanted to achieve, right?
Absolutely. That was the
step number one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Step number two, he was willing to put his ego aside because winning was more important than what the ego was trying to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Absolutely.
Step number three, he was willing to be held accountable for his actions.
Yeah.
Because he knows, as do I, that human beings, we're very slippery.
Oh, yeah.
We say we're going to do something and then we don't do it.
Yeah.
And unless there's consequences behind that, those are the little things that help you get used to being your word. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's funny because my wife, Alicia, and I, we talk about it a lot. Left to your own devices, you will fail yourself.
Right.
You may get on a good spurt, but without strong accountability, you will let yourself down eventually.
Right.
So like that's why, you know, outside of, you know, like the people I work with as accountability, my wife and daughter are my strongest accountability.
Yeah.
They ask me, you know, my daughter says, "Did you sell 5 homes today, Daddy?"
Right.
I want to say yes.
Right.
You know, I don't want to let her down.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to ask you a question about another little interesting thing that we have had in our relationship.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know what I appreciate about you so much? Number one is not just your coachable spirit, but number two, you hang in through the tough times.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. Because listen to me, people, whenever you want to grow, let me let you know right now, there's going to be tough times. Yeah. And people that really care about you, they're going to punch you in the mouth every once in a while. Because sometimes we need that.
Yeah.
I got 5 people punching me at all times. I don't give a damn. I just want to grow. I want to win. That's what I want, you know? And I'll never forget, it was the neighborhood conversation.
Oh, yes.
Remember that one?
Yes, yes, yes.
So my friend here lives about a good 30 minutes away.
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
And he happens to live in an area that I don't think he should be living in. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a lower level of consciousness there. And he didn't quite understand that at the time, remember?
Right, right.
And I started challenging him. And I would just say, "What are you doing there?" He's like, "Well, you know, what had happened was that, you know, I'm trying to work on my money situation." I go, no, don't give me that crap.
Yeah.
I know what you're selling. You're making great money. When are you going to upgrade?
Yeah.
You know, your daughter deserves to live in a better environment. She deserves a better home.
Absolutely.
She deserves better kitchen cabinets. She deserves a better neighborhood.
Yeah.
She deserves better friends at school.
Yeah.
She deserves all of that stuff. And the only reason she doesn't have it is because you think it's perfectly fine to live where you're living. So when the hell are you going to do something about it? He looked like this, like you were like confused, like no one had ever talked to you like that, right?
No, they don't.
Right?
Yeah.
But was it true?
Yeah. No, I understood. Again, it was one of those types of conversations, like the job. I understood after the fact, after I relaxed, I was like, I understood the spirit of the message and the importance of it.
Absolutely.
Because people are calibrating at different levels.
What does that mean? Do you know how to explain that? Calibration?
Go ahead.
So everybody, we're all calibrating at different levels. And if you've never read the book Power Versus Force, I highly, highly recommend you read that book, Power Versus Force. It talks about the fact, who's a good example? Traumatic, something bad. You know, a little delicate, but things like abuse, things like broken homes, all of these things. Naturally, these people, they're going to see the world in a little bit of a different way.
Absolutely.
Naturally. They're going to be a little bit more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a little bit more doubtful. They're not going to be as trusting. Look at my body language, people. My body language. It's kind of crazy because I remember when I first met you, that wasn't your body language.
Right.
You know what your body language was? This was you.
Mm.
You wouldn't even look at me.
Man.
Because you couldn't handle the directness.
Right.
You couldn't handle the confrontation.
Right.
I remember you would do this thing with your mouth. You would like... like you couldn't sit still.
Yeah.
Because there was so much nervousness. Am I telling the truth? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Honest to God, yes or no? And people don't realize this, that all that's coming out because of all that's going on in here.
Yeah.
Okay, now as I'm telling you that, you feel that. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
You feel that. There's, as you're listening to me right now, you feel like, ooh, I know who he's talking about. And I know, I sense that. Okay, now think about Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Bob Marley for a second.
Yeah.
Think about him. Think about who he was, right? Think about his music. Think about the fact that to this day, I dare you to have a hard day at work. Listen, I dare you to have a hard day at life.
Yeah.
I dare you to turn on the radio and listen to every little thing is gonna be all right, right? And how do you feel? I already feel better.
Yeah,
I already feel better.
Yeah,
that's an example of the different levels of calibration, right? And so when you're living in a neighborhood, people listen, you want to do better in your business, get out of a bad neighborhood as soon as possible. Because the trees aren't as nice, the streets aren't as nice, the restaurants aren't as nice, the grocery stores don't provide the best foods. All of it is calibrating at a lower level.
Yeah.
And when you're around that, guess what? That's having a negative impact on your business, whether you realize it or not. Get her in here, because I want her to listen. Get her in here. Tell her to come in here. Seriously.
What's her name?
Karen. Tell her to come in and just listen to the show. Sorry, that was impromptu.
Okay? You know it's live.
It is live. We do this live, okay? But look, when your heart is to help people, then you just gotta help people, right? And so then when I had the conversation about the neighborhood, you saw it, but how long did it take you to do something about it?
It took me a little bit.
It took you a little bit, Have you moved yet?
No, that's why I said a little bit.
What are we doing? When are you going to move?
Well, so I'll be out of there late October.
Late October.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing is tell them, because I challenged you with a goal to save a certain amount.
Yeah. So I'll have 6 figures saved by the end of October.
I mean, look at that. That's a lot better than struggle. That's a lot better
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
The side of the fence is definitely
It's a lot better, yeah. Right? And so before we get into the technical side of the business, we've been talking all about the mind.
Yeah.
If you could give our listeners, and by the way, this is our podcast here. I think that's Instagram over there. Instagram, we're going to answer your questions in a second, okay? Do we have questions or no? No? Okay. Well, that's okay. Instagram, forget you. We don't have no questions. That's okay. We have Facebook over here. And if you have questions, let us know. But before we do all of that, do me a favor. Do we have haters?
No haters.
No haters?
Much love.
Much love? Because haters are good because they just drive traffic. So please, go call the haters. Go call the haters.
Everyone loves you.
Okay, good. So give them a piece of advice.
I would say go out and create as much accountability for around the things that you say you want in your life.
Wow.
Whatever that is. Fitness goal, I have people that are holding me accountable for fitness. People that hold me accountable for my skill set work. Family holding, I mean, just go out and find as much accountability and strong accountability. No one that's gonna allow you to get by without doing what you say you're gonna do.
Right.
Do that and you will shorten your time in terms of what you want to go after.
I love it, I love it, I love it. And give them a little insight. What does that accountability look like? Give them a little baby structure of what worked for you.
Well, okay, so what worked for me is I teamed up with several individuals in my office, and they were individuals that were as crazy and insane as I am about what I want. And everyone has their different goals, but we were able to find a common goal in terms of just wanting to get better. So, I mean, we were checking in from, 4 a.m. in the morning to, right before we go to bed, making sure that all throughout the day we were keeping each other accountable. And if we didn't, we were paying $100 for every infraction.
So there was a penalty.
Yeah, there has to be a penalty. Otherwise, again,
you'll let yourself down.
All right, good.
So now I'm going to move into a different segment of the show. Now I want to talk to you about specific skill sets.
Okay.
Okay, because I believe that before you get into any of that, you got to work on what's going on in here and in here, right?
Totally agree.
Okay. There are some skill sets that you have acquired, that we have obviously taught you, that you have learned. And I like to focus the business specifically of selling real estate into three pillars. Mm-hmm. The first is generate. You got to get really, really good, no matter what business you're in, at generating new business.
Right.
The second is converting that business.
Yeah.
Your ability to convert, and we'll talk about how to do that, but specifically how to take a prospect into a sale, into a transaction, is paramount to your overall confidence. Right. And then third, and this is what most real estate salespeople are lacking, is the ability to cultivate. Mm-hmm. The ability to cultivate long-term relationships with the people that you convert.
Yes.
When you can focus on and master those three things, you have more freedom, more money, more constant flow of business, and more significance in your business.
Yeah.
So of those three pillars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Generate, convert, cultivate, which is the one that you think was the most important to your success and why?
Conversion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You didn't even have to think twice about that.
No.
Okay, so how was it different, you know, working with us in our mm-hmm. coaching system
right.
compared to what you were doing before?
You know, one element that I felt was the best was the fact that you guys introduced consistency to the idea of lead generating and converting.
Because I remember even before you started working with me,
yeah.
you were trying to do this on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I was prospecting, I set appointments and what have you, but I was never consistent.
Right.
And here's what I believe to be the main culprit. Is I was still developing my leadership or increasing my leadership lid, which was huge because we talk about it a lot,
right?
You know, in our conversations, clients, whether you're cultivating, lead generating, or converting, clients, especially with the biggest asset that likely most of them will ever deal with in their lives, they need to feel comfortable that you know what you're doing and that you can help them get to their goal.
Right.
Period.
Right. And I want you guys to notice something. So if you're not confident inside, you know, Robert Watkins of the past, who was only making 50K a year, please listen to what I'm about to tell you people, because this is going to hit home. That Robert Watkins wasn't confident even in his own skin.
Right.
He wasn't confident in himself.
Yeah.
So you were projecting that onto your clients. Therefore, you weren't earning enough.
Right.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. Again, going back to what we said earlier, what's going on outside is a direct reflection of what's going on inside.
Absolutely.
So, I say for the conversion, you guys introduced the skill set and then the mindset of leadership.
Yeah.
And when you have those two, the confidence and the leadership,
it's game
conversion
over.
Conversion kind of is easy.
It just comes.
Right.
Yeah. We teach everybody that you are two things as a salesperson. You are a leader and a teacher.
Yeah.
Because that's what your client wants. Your client wants somebody who knows what they're talking about, who will lead them and guide them in the right area,
right.
and at the same time, will teach them about the ins and outs of the process. A leader and a teacher, right?
With their best interest in mind, and that's all of what we were learning, so yeah.
So here's another question for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of shysters in our industry.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who are crooked. There's a lot of people who try to find a little way of, you know, pulling a fast one on people.
Right.
We believe in the exact opposite.
Right.
We believe that, you see, because that's very short-term thinking.
Right.
You know, yes. We believe in thinking about the long game.
Right.
And when you think about the long game, there's no time for that because
right.
you want to build long-lasting relationships with people, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your perspective on the long game.
Well, I mean, it's everything, you know, it's everything. If this is your career,
right.
You know, you figure most of us spend 30, 40 years in our career. So if you have any notion or ideas of being in this for the long term, you can't be a shyster and expect to be in it for the long term.
It's not gonna happen.
So that's one thing. And then my faith played a big part too. I mean,
yeah.
you know, that's an integral part of who I am. So. It's just not a part of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to open up for some questions here on Instagram and Facebook. If you have any for myself or for Robert, please, we've got some people standing by ready to answer those. But before I do that, Robert, there's somebody out there right now. They're down and out like you were.
Yeah.
They're out there working every day. They're showing up, right? But they're not necessarily getting the results that they wish they were getting.
Yeah.
And here you are. They're hearing you because I want to be sensitive to this. I want to be sensitive to the fact that they're watching. You know, it could be midnight. It could be 3 in the morning. And they're just wondering, what am I going to do? And how do I change this thing? What, if anything, if there were one or two, three key pieces that would say got you from that guy that was struggling and right. doubtful and yes. not feeling good about himself to the guy that's, you know, has great savings now, is yeah. making great money, is living an incredible life, yeah. gets to provide for his yeah. wife and his daughter. Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody wants, man. Like, what, you're, yeah. you're living the dream, dude, is yeah. what you're doing right now. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Give him a couple of tips. If you were to coach them, what would you say would be the top three things that
top
they
three
needed?
Things? Yeah. I don't know how one necessarily goes about doing this, but I would say go out and find a way to cultivate the belief. Yeah. Belief is key. That was really what got me through the first year. Mm. And I'll say this, I had the belief by seeing the example, right? I was able to directly point and touch and look at somebody else doing and that has done what I wanted to do. And that's incredible in terms of your own personal belief. Because if you're like me, you say, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
Right.
Period. Point blank. So I just need to find out how to do it. So believe. Find a way to cultivate the belief.
And the second thing he said was proximity is everything.
Yes.
That's what you just said.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Indirectly, but yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Because, you know, and this goes along with the calibration, who you spend your time with. And this is like a law of nature. You will end up
becoming like
being like them to a certain degree.
Right.
So,
it's like my buddy, watch. It's like my cameraman, Cruz.
Cruz, yes.
You gotta love Cruz. Cruz is 18 years old,
yeah.
right? And he had never been to Mastro's.
Okay.
So the other day he walked in, he's like, man, these steaks are really good. You know what I'm saying? So he's just expanding that belief system, right?
But it's yeah. but yes, that's to that point, when you expose yourself or keep proximity with people that are calibrating or doing more than what you're doing so that you have something to aspire to, it literally lifts you consciously and unconsciously.
Yeah, yeah.
It lifts you and it puts you in a position to think introspectively of what's going on in your own life and how to, you know, come up with ways to get out of it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Anything else?
You know, and have the faith. You know, life, you know, look for your purpose. You know, find a purpose, something that's bigger than you, that drives you. For me, it was, you know, since I've been a kid, I've wanted to inspire people to believe in themselves. And you've helped me to believe in myself. And, you know, so many others that I've encountered along the way, my father. And so find someone that, you know, inspires you, and then just go hound him like I did him.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, good. So any questions? Over there or over there?
We got a question
from who?
Bernard Cervantes.
What's the question?
Question.
Who's
is,
it for? Me or Robert?
General question.
General question.
If I was your family member and I just received my real estate license, what would be the first thing that you would tell me to do?
Go get a coach.
I was gonna say go join our company, but I can't say that. But
it's essentially the same thing.
It's essentially the same thing. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I really would. I would say I wish that I had not waited, you know, 11 years to go get a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But listen, that's the one. See, now watch this. Okay, Bernard, wherever you are out there, I'm going to help you now. You ready? It's the one advice that came to both of our minds. It's the one you won't do. Yeah. And let me tell you why you won't do it. Because it costs money. You have no idea how many people on Instagram hit me up and they're like, hey man, I swear to you.
Right.
Hey man, what should I do? What do you mean, what should you do? Right. You know, like, you know, I'm getting started, what should I do? Well, I don't even know you. And I'm busy coaching all of them. Why right. would I, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the one thing people won't do because people are more concerned with, remember what I told you at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. when winning is more important than the pain you feel in trying to get to where you want to go,
yeah.
that's when you'll start winning.
Yeah.
When getting a coach, when winning is more important than the money you have to spend to get one, that's when you'll start winning. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hit you with one deeper. The fact that you won't cut a check to hire a coach is a direct sign you're not going to win. Because winners do what the non-winners won't do.
They do whatever it takes.
They do whatever it takes. Winners will invest. Winners will go. Winners will drive. Winners will fly. Winners will do whatever it takes because they just want to win.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like this. Look at the body language.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stop that, because if you're living in that, you're receiving that kind of money, that kind of lifestyle, that kind of everything.
It's fear or faith. You cannot be in both.
That's chapter one of the Resilience Roadmap. By the way, how are you enjoying the book?
It's awesome.
Yeah? Are you done yet or no?
No, not yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, good. Another question, Jacob.
Yeah, that pretty much just comes up with this person from Charles Lee, directed to Danny.
Charles Lee, directed to Danny.
I sincerely want to pursue a career in real estate, but I have a reserved personality.
Yeah.
I am afraid that I will fail because I'm not an outspoken individual. How can I overcome this?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Charles, and I'm gonna help you with this one. The question was, I really wanna pursue a career in real estate, or let's just call it a career in anything, mm-hmm. and then came the word but. So first things first, Charles, let me teach you one thing. Eliminate the word but from your vocabulary. Unless you're telling your wife she has a nice butt. Other than that, eliminate the word butt from your vocabulary. Let me explain to you why. I tell my wife all the time, there's nothing wrong with that. That was not a bad word or anything, right? Okay, good. All right, good. When you say the word butt, you just negated everything you just said.
Right.
In other words, everything you just said, Charles, what you said is, that's really not that important to me. What's coming is more important to me. So you said, I really want to pursue a career in real estate, but yada, 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 yada. And I didn't even hear the yada, yada, yada because I don't want to hear that stuff. I want you to understand that it doesn't matter the personality you are. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Listen, man, you're looking at a guy, Charles, look it. You're looking at a guy that was living in a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment with a mother that was on welfare working on the side at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I used to have to watch her wear the stupid uniform, and she wouldn't even have a car, so she used to, like, walk all the way, like 4 miles to get there and 4 miles back. See, and there were gangbangers all around me, and I had a little brother that was 7 years old, and I had another brother, and I didn't know anything.
Right.
I just knew we're moving, and we're buying a house.
That's a hell of a why.
Mind you, no one in my family at the time had ever bought a house. I just knew, listen to me, Charles, I'm gonna help you. Because all of that is scary. Your personality, you're soft-spoken. I get that. But it was scary for me too, my man. We were broke. We lived in the ghetto. We lived in an apartment. We lived in the worst area there was in Southern California to live in. No one in my family owned a home. I didn't have any examples. My dad wasn't around. All of that stuff. Yada, 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 yada. I just didn't say, I want to get out of the ghetto and buy my mom a house. But I said, I'm going to get the hell out of here. And I'm going to do it by this time.
Yeah.
And that's something we could all learn to do. I'll admit for some of us, it comes a little bit more natural.
Right.
Charles, go back and watch every single episode of this podcast. You want it bad enough? Start there. Go get a copy of the book. You can't afford the book? Write me. And I want proof you really can't afford it. If you really can't afford it, write it. I'll send it to you for free. But I'm going to challenge you. All I'm trying to do is eliminate the options. Because
yeah.
all the options you think you have are all just imaginary, guys.
Yeah.
They're all just imaginary. There's plenty of reserved people out there selling real estate and killing it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna give a shout out to somebody right now. Shout out, look this guy up, Leslie Wilson. Leslie Wilson out of San Dimas. Mm-hmm. He used to be in my coaching program, one of the most reserved, quietest people I have ever met. That guy, he's making over $500,000 a year for sure, I know. Why? Because he broke past all that. Okay, so that's a great question. Anything on Instagram? The Instagram people are too busy looking at Lamborghinis and stuff. That's why they're not making any.
We have a question.
We have an actual question from Instagram.
Yes, Mr. Jackson Heights says, how do I find a great mentor when a lot of the greats are super busy?
Force your way in.
Okay, so answer that.
Yeah, I'd say force your way in. I mean, Danny's always busy, but when I need him, I get his attention.
You know, I will say that's one thing. Like, it's true what he said. I'm always busy, and it's so funny. Like, when you really need me,
like when I really need you,
you know,
I'm gonna get you.
You're gonna find a way.
Yeah.
We have a relationship though, yeah. and there's a teacher-mentor relationship already established. I'll give you some free options. Number one, again, I'll tell you the same thing. The podcast can become a mentor for you, right? It really, really can. The second thing is the book. And I keep saying this, but these are, you can get both of those for $14 for crying out loud, you know? And the third, if any of you aren't already in it, you need to go to facebook.com/groups/The Relentless Movement. It's a group we started, and we're, every once in a while, I'll go in there and I'll do some teaching. And every once in a while, I go live specifically for that group. It's a really, really valuable group. Go there today and I'll go ahead and add you. But how do you find a mentor when all of the great ones are busy? Listen, the reality is that the great ones are expensive. That's the reality. And so what I would do, like, I have great more mentors now because I can afford them now, but I didn't start that way at the beginning. At the beginning, I started off with just, look, I know I got to get better. I got to surround myself with some people. So I found some people that were doing a little bit better than I was. And here's what I did. And I'll challenge all of you to do the same. I went out and surrounded myself with them. And I went like this. Okay, Danny, it's showtime. I'm going to beat all these people. Mm-hmm. Whatever they're earning, whatever they're doing better than me right now. But this will be my little mentor for now. Mm-hmm. Whatever they're doing, I'm gonna work to beat them. And then I did that. And then I was able to afford to go hire the right mentor, and that's how it all started. So true nuts and bolts, and I'm giving you the raw truth, right? Because you deserve this. The best are expensive. You know, it's gonna cost money. Yeah. And so put yourself in a position where you can afford it. Don't go, oh, I can't afford it. Find a way to put yourself in a position where you can afford it. Because every dollar I have ever spent on mentorship and coaching has paid back a thousandfold.
Danny, so, can I say something?
Please.
Those are some of the best words that I've ever heard since, you know, us, you know, coming into relationship is find a way.
Find a
because
way.
Because there's no better way to work that faith muscle, that belief,
right,
than finding a way when you don't believe there is one.
Right.
And then you find a way and then you put that away and there's evidence.
Right.
Okay, you know what? I can't.
I did it.
I can do what I say I'm going to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. And last answer to your question, because it's a good one. My first, I'll never forget, this is the honest to God truth. My first coach, I hired them. I came back home. I said, Mom, let me borrow your credit card. I'll pay you back in 3 months. And that's how I did it. That's how I did it. So question on Facebook. We're good. Question on Instagram.
One more.
We have one more.
Bears on Wall Street.
Bears on Wall Street. That's a cool one. I like that.
How do you look so fresh in that suit? El Chapo Jr.
How do you always... I don't know. Well, the first thing... it's a custom, right? So
well.
I drink water. I'm starting to eat well. I don't want to be a fat ass anymore. So I try to stay away from bread, you know, all of that stuff. Yeah. But if and when you can, go get custom suits. They really make a big difference. Big difference. Go look up my boy Alex Musica. Alex Musica. He's my guy. Sound good? Last minute thoughts, Robert. Hey, I'm proud of you, dude.
Oh, thank
I really
you.
Am. You know why I'm proud of you? Because so many people live in bullshit. So yeah. many people live in and you found a way to get past that yeah. and to go say, I want that. And as a result, I'm gonna go make that happen.
Yeah.
Final thoughts or words of encouragement or advice for our audience?
Just know that the things that are your deep desires, they're all possible. I'm just getting started. I want to be number one in the country. Like, I'm very clear about what I want. Be very clear about what you want and know that it's possible. And then go and do the actions that will lead you there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey guys, couple of resources. Pick up a copy of the Resilience Roadmap. It's on Amazon. Just type in my name, Danny Morrell. And if you want to continue this conversation, go on facebook.com/groups/The Relentless Movement. No crazy people, please. Crazy people, we're going to kick you right out, right? Only people that really want to learn, really want to grow, and really want to help each other grow. That's it, guys. Thank you, Robert, so
Absolutely.
Much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
God bless you, your wife, your daughter. You're leaving a great, great example and are going to leave an amazing legacy.
Absolutely.
And that's the challenge for all of you. Go live a great life. Go lead and give everybody a great example of what's possible. And then as a result of all that, go leave a great legacy, right?
Absolutely.
We'll see you guys next time on the Danny Morrell Show. Take care. Bye-bye.